Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland. And with me today, live in Lincoln, I have the Area Director, Sarah Mullins. Sarah, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. So we got together and the topic we want to touch on for the podcast today is weekly presentations. And I feel this is one of those things we can talk about forever. There's many different ways to give a weekly presentation. For those of you that aren't 100% familiar with what we're talking about, you may have heard it as your 60-second presentation, 30-second presentation, 45-second, your, sales manager moment, your elevator speech. And there's so many reasons why I don't like all those different names for it. But of course, as chapters grew, they had to get rid of that timestamp on there. And that is why they're simply now weekly presentations. It is a presentation that all members give weekly. Now, there is great value in this opportunity, and I think most visitors join when they are more likely to join or encouraged to join when they see the weekly presentations, because that's the one action I feel you don't get at a lot of networking. I did quote, you can't see it, but networking events, because you're just not given that dedicated time. And even if you are, one weekly presentation a year probably won't get you much. But when you do them consistently every week, you get better at them. So what Sarah has is kind of a simple plan, and it's worked for her as a member, as a director. I've seen the value using some of her concepts. I changed things I was doing as a director during my weekly presentation. So she wants to give you those tips and tricks, kind of walk you through more or less the outline. We're not going to talk about coming up with content as much. You can go to Member Success Program if you haven't been there for a while and go over the LCD exercise, but how to use your time wisely. I think that's a good way to put it. So, Sarah, go ahead and take it over from here.
Absolutely. And just to kind of reiterate something that Brandon said in there, my absolute favorite thing about the weekly presentation is that you are in an environment that allows you to stand up and without regret say, this is who I am and this is what I want.
That's right.
Oftentimes when we're out there in our personal and even in our business lives, if you walk around saying, this is what I want from you today, you're a little bit, maybe even shunned, I guess might be a word to say. You're looked down upon a bit, but BNI has given you the opportunity to stand up and say exactly what you want every single week. And I think that's huge. And when used appropriately, can really turn into a giant return on investment for you and your membership. Mm-hmm. So when I'm teaching my MSP classes, I like to use the little formula that I feel that I've honed over my last 7 years as a BNI member and now as a director. The first thing you always want to do in your weekly presentation is say who you are and what you do. It sounds so simple, but you really need to utilize that LCD exercise to have a 1 to 2 sentence opening that is about the same every single week. It breaks down your most simple and most often used services in your business, and it is something that your members, when they're out there talking about you, could easily just repeat to potential customers, to potential referrals, and it can be something that's just going to stick with them full time.
So on the backside of this, I'm going to do the VCP process because I think we can tie these in together. So when you say who you are and what you do, that is your V, your visibility in the chapter. And like Sarah said, when they're out there in the business world and the real world, it's very easy for them to talk about you because they hear this basic who you are and what you do every week.
Yes. And then leading into step two, this is what I see so many members kind of fall into a rut with, I'll call it. It's the meat and potatoes. It is extremely important for you to do this number two step, which is, what are you working towards? It's not just a reiteration of, these are all my services, these are what I'm kind of known for. It is something that's going to change either on a biweekly or an every single week basis for you. Because at any given time in our own businesses, I know personally, and I've seen through my members, you have something that you're really working towards. You have an end goal. You have something you need to achieve, either if it's that day, that week, that month, that year, something that you're actively working towards. Explain that. And if it's something really big and detailed, you can take it into, you know, here's the first chunk I'm going to give you this week. Next week, I'm going to give you another little chunk. I'm going to dive into this a little bit more on week three. That's okay. But have it be ever expanding and have it be specific.
So this part is usually when people dig into their education, right? Let me tell you about something that we do. I love the wording of what are you working towards? Because when we think about credibility with another member, would you rather do business or send a referral to that member that's standing up every week and looking for the next best thing, always moving their business forward? Or do you want the person that literally says the exact same thing every week? And I think when we get into that exact same thing every week, what happens is, okay, so you've asked for ABC company for the last 7 months. I don't know them, so guess what? I know I don't need to listen to you during this part because it's going to be the same thing. Where, so I guess to answer that, I would want to work with the person that's always working towards something. So that was something, a takeaway for me when we talked about this is it's a simple two words, but it shows that you're driven in your business and you're prepared for your weekly presentation today because you know what you're working towards. And it's not just, hey, please introduce me to the mayor of Whoville. And you ask for that every single week. It's very much, okay, last week I asked about the mayor. So you all know that this week, this is the new thing I'm on. So beautiful. Improving that credibility with your members.
Absolutely. And you never want to be the person that stands up and your members' brains turns off. Mm-hmm. That means that they're not feeling necessarily connected to you, which means you're not going to stay top of mind. So to really solve that issue, it's even okay to maybe be a little bit vulnerable during this moment. It's something that, I mean, if you have a very specific sales goal or something that you truly want to achieve, don't be afraid to tell your members about that. They're going to appreciate that you're kind of letting them in behind the curtain that, you know, hey guys, as a company, we need to hit this number or we need an introduction to this person because of this reason, that because it's going to help us. And your members are going to really respond to any kind of a personal or maybe even a slightly vulnerable comment that you make during that time.
So I this is a little off topic, go figure. But here's the deal. Nails on a chalkboard for me. I'm really busy right now and I don't need any referrals when they say that in their weekly presentation. And what we just talked about, how you never want your members to shut down when you're talking. So, and I'm not going to dig into this too much because of time, but instead of saying, I don't need any referrals, ask for referral sources. These are people that you could meet today. You're not going to do business with them right away, but down the road, them being in front of the clients you want to be with, you're going to build a connection with them. So when they need that service, they're going to be able to pass that referral to you. So if you don't need any referrals, focus on working towards those two words, referral sources, and be specific on them. An architect, a contractor, if you're in that world, maybe there's different companies that you want to meet with, retailers, things on those lines. Never say you don't need referrals because you can always use referral sources. Sorry, a little off topic. Go ahead to the last point.
Perfect. It was still on point in my opinion. So the very last thing, the third step that you want to do is really utilize, make use of the first two things you just did that you just talked about and have an action at the end, have an ask, an actual actionable ask. You want to be, of course, as specific as possible. So let's say I'm saying, I am working towards an introduction with this company right now because of this reason. And then right after that, I'm going to follow up and bam, I'm going to say, I would like to meet, you know, Susie Joe in this department at this company, and I'd really like an in-person introduction. If you can't provide that in-person introduction, I would like an email intro. Being specific not only about who you want to meet is going to help you get the referral you're actually asking for. And if we have the opportunity to stand up and say, this is what I want, why not give exactly what you want? Not just kind of a fuzzy outline, but exactly what you want. And then following it up with your preferred method of communication is huge. I see over and over, even, you know, there are some businesses like lawyers and accountants, ethically, they can't call people. So getting a phone number or an email, it's not a good referral for them. Right. But when you get up and announce, I really communicate well with email or in person or phone calls, that allows the person referring you to give you the best shot that you have at closing that deal.
So the VCP process was not planned. So I was a little nervous about this last one, but I think it clicked here. you're giving the ammunition to your members to take that referral and make it profitable for you, because you're talking about how you want them to communicate with you. And if you have the opportunity, maybe in a one-to-one, we've talked about that on the podcast before, but in that one-to-one, you explain exactly how to ask for the opportunity to pass the referral when you're in front of that opportunity. I feel there are times that we're standing in front of a referral opportunity. We just don't know what to say to convert that. Or we have some members that have professions that it's not the most fun thing to talk about. I'm going to say specifically life insurance, right? And I'm not saying that's not fun for some members. It absolutely is. But it's not a common, hey, Sarah, you want to go grab coffee? Great. Let's talk about your life insurance. But that is common for the members that are in that profession. So when you have the opportunity of what actions to take to help me, if they're struggling, you can even take it further and say, well, this is what I would say if they were in front of me. Are you comfortable saying that? No? Okay, let's ease it up a little. What are you comfortable saying? And I feel that really digs into the platinum rule. You're treating them how they want to be treated so that you're able to give them the information they need to make that referral into that profitability side.
Absolutely. I've even had the opportunity when I was a member, when I started utilizing this formula every single week over and over and telling people how I like to be introduced, I had a member come up to me and say, hey, if you like email so much, can you write me a template so I can introduce you around?
Beautiful.
That turned into over 10 solid, extremely profitable referrals within a week.
Wow.
And that member, turns out, knew all the people I had been talking about for a while. But until I said, I want an email introduction, she wasn't really comfortable or didn't know how to introduce me. And the second that I told her how, it just blew open.
Wow. Well, and you provided it to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you say don't be broad, and we say don't use the word anybody. Here's the deal. When you say anybody, you're asking the members to do a lot of work to find you that referral, versus if you're so specific with the industry, department, and even a name, all they have to do is know that person. That's the only step they have to do. This story, though, they went one step further. You gave them the material to send, and 10 referrals, you said?
10 solid closed business referrals with exactly the people I wanted to meet.
I'll take that any day. So, weekly presentations, who you are and what you do.
And that stays the same.
What you're working towards.
And that always changes.
And actions, how you can help me as the member.
As specific as possible.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's all we got for you today. Sarah, any final words on this one?
You know, if you're one of those people who finds it difficult to put all three of those things into your weekly, practice. Being prepared is going to be the best way to fight that issue. And practice, practice, practice. Even write it out so that you can see, okay, there's my step one. Okay, there's my step two. There's my step three. I've got them all checked off. Being prepared is going to help you provide your members with the info they need so that they can provide you with the business you need.
I agree. And I'm definitely that person that hated doing that, but I always got better results when I did. Go figure. So for our members, this is a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like to cover or you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Sarah, as always, wonderful knowledge. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And we look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.